Hi everyone, this is Aoife McIntyre, your host at Radiant Health Radio. This is a free podcast about health education, and I'm on episode 2 right now. Having said that, I would like to invite my second guest to the radio show, Alexandra Wilson. She's a fitness and nutrition expert, a personal trainer, a bikini model, and also she's from Ireland, from the north of Ireland, and a very good friend of mine. So welcome to the call, Alex.
Welcome, Aoife. Thanks for having me on here.
Delighted. I love the sound of your accent, Alex, though. I really wanted to invite you on the call today, Alex, because you did a blog on Valentine's Day, I think your post was, and it was about being in love with yourself and this inner hatred and this inner frustration that I've seen within the fitness industry and also within my clients in the public sector. So I really wanted to talk about this because I think it's a really important topic for people to discuss and just mainly be aware of, really. So I did send you out a message in my last podcast with Jennifer Nicole Lee, saying that your name means defense, you're the defender of men. So we're not really sure where we're going with that, Alex, but having said that, I mean, what I really wanted to talk about was that a lot of the time people become quite defensive in emotional eating, and they internalize their feelings, especially women. They internalize their own feelings, and I'm going to give everybody a tip, which is on my website for Eating Disorder Awareness Week. I stated that I actually used a diary to stop my self-hatred and stop my own internal frustration and inner harm. So that's why this letter this week is actually D, and Alex, you're the defender, so I'm delighted to have you on the call.
Well, I mean, if just to stop you there, I'm honored to be on your call and to be your second guest, so thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I love it. I just love chatting to you anyway, so this is just, you know, fun. So I want to talk as well, something that you said to me, Alex, that I think really has inspired me actually to do the podcast. Another reason that you're on the show is because you told me that, you know, whatever form of communication that I find best, I need to work with that. So you said to me, I think that, you know, I'm not good at writing things. I make spelling mistakes. That's a mistake of mine, and I'm aware of my mistakes. So, you know, speaking is the thing that I do. And you said, go for that, then that's the one that you should do. And I think that's really important. So diary writing was the thing that helped me. And so it's about people being aware of what can help them and working with it and not against themselves or against each other, really, at the end of the day. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what you said in your blog, Alex. You said something really important. It was, I'm actually in love with myself, which is the most important relationship that I will ever have. I just wanted to gather your thoughts on that, on kind of, you know, what you think. You said that the love that you said yourself, your self-love, isn't arrogant or selfish, and it's because you respect yourself. And I really think a lot of people should take on that message and, you know, kind of think about that a little bit, especially within the fitness industry too.
Well, I mean, basically, what prompted that blog was, obviously, it was Valentine's Day and everybody's obviously in relationships and stuff. And I was kind of thinking of love in a different context as regards to, you know, the love that I have for myself, really. And at the end of the day, you know, the one person that you've got to live with is yourself. Yes. And you've got to basically learn to love yourself and stop trying to seek happiness and love from other people and things and materialistic things. And it really does start with, you know, inside. And it was just poignant. It was Valentine's Day, and I was kind of reflecting back on my own journey and how much I'd come on. And I mean, you obviously know I've had quite a hard year on different levels, but just really recognizing actually how far I've shifted in terms of my own self-work, you know, that I've done on myself, and really knowing that I'm in a place where I hold myself in high regard. I know what my boundaries are, you know, I know how to stand up for myself. And that doesn't mean that it's arrogant or narcissistic or, you know, opinionated or selfish. It just means, you know, this is what's important to me. These are my values, and this is what I stand for. And not being afraid to communicate that, Aoife.
Yes.
And it was just a realization that how much I'd grown, and I was proud of myself for it, and I could say that to myself. And also just that sense of being grounded and rooted. And that's not to say I don't get days where I wobble. You know, I call them the wobble moments, you know, because we all get them. But I think one of the things that I sort of learned about myself is, and I think most people face the challenge of learning how to love themselves. But I think, you know, for me, I know that's the thing that I have to constantly keep working on. It's kind of, it's my weak spot, and life will constantly chuck challenges or events at me that will test, have I learned that lesson? And I've had various lessons that constantly test that. But it's like any muscle, you know, you've got to keep working at it. It gets stronger and stronger and stronger. It's no different than going to the gym, you know, where you train your muscles of your body. This is literally training your mind and your emotional energy to become stronger.
Yes, exactly, Alex. I mean, that's so funny that you said that, because it's exactly like the graphics that we did for the podcast. I mean, you have the top one that says I love muscle, and I have the top one that says strong is the new skinny, because I really think this is the way people need to start thinking of themselves. You know, because a lot of the time they're actually not that happy. They're constantly thinking of food, constantly thinking of diets, you know, constantly thinking of trying to get something that's probably materialistic, that actually isn't going to make them any happier, because they should just be okay with things that the way that they are now. And you said a lot of things there. One thing that is in your blog, and you also kind of just said there, is that you deserve this proudness. You're you know, it's not a bad thing. You can say that, yes, I deserve the self-respect, and I am a good person, I'm a special person, and I'm okay with being proud enough to be able to say that. So I don't think a lot of people do that, and I find that really sad. That,
yeah, I think one thing, just to, you know, you just reminded me there, I think, you know, a lot of people, I'm assuming, on this podcast will possibly be from England and Northern Ireland and so on, and there's definitely something in our
Republic of Ireland too, Alex.
And the Republic of Ireland.
Oh, there, Alex. Start fighting.
There's a lot to be said. I think there's a thing in our culture that says don't rise above your station. And, you know, the kind of the stiff upper lip thing. And we've got to try and shift away from that and actually be proud of who we are and approve of ourselves a lot more and love ourselves for you know, who we are right now, and stop the kind of internal criticism and putting ourselves down and so on.
I mean, I really found that a lot of the time people thinking like, oh, who do you think you are? You're getting too big for your boots, type of thing. I don't know if that's more relevant at home in Ireland, but I've just learned to kind of let go of those people and start to surround myself with people like yourself. And,
well,
you know, I've been, sorry.
One of the tips that I have, you know, for the people listening to this is to really surround yourself with positive, like-minded people, because that's one thing, you know, shifting my, you know, circle of friends has really helped me. And the people that I've got around me inspire and motivate me, like yourself, Jennifer, all the girls, you know, that I've met on my journey, all of them in different ways have kind of helped me and healed me in different ways.
Yeah, like, you know, I've been quite fortunate that I've had a very supportive family background, but I understand. I mean, we have a close friend of ours, niece Sally's. She had to actually let go of someone really close within her family, you know, just to be able to have this positive attitude around her. And that was an extremely hard thing to do. I understand that. And, you know, I never had to go through that, so I can't display the empathy that for Nisa that she has done this. But I think that's really important. I think that if you surround yourself with all these positive people who are just trying to lift you up, it makes a massive difference to how you start to think emotionally and mentally, and working with that, really. So, you know, I think that that's really important, Alex. And I really love that about, you know what I mean? Like what I said to Jennifer, me and you could literally be fighting over really minuscule things. And we don't. And, you know, we have a laugh and we have fun and we say feck and stuff like that. You know, iTunes is going to kill me now. But you know what I mean? It was, you know, it's about that. You know, you leave lovely comments on my photos. I do the same. All the JNL girls do. And the Galaxy girls as well. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is.
Can I talk you through some of my things, the tips that I want to give your reader or your listeners?
Please, Alex. These are all Radiant Radio approved.
Basically, these kind of are really simple tools and techniques. All of them I've used, and all of them have helped me kind of come to a place of, you know, learning to love myself and appreciate and respect myself a lot more. And as I said, you know, it's a constant journey, but it, you know, as I said, like a muscle in your body, if you keep working on it, it literally will get stronger. One of the biggest influences that I've had is Louise L. Hay, and I'd recommend, you know, that you go out and buy a book called You Can Heal Your Life. And that one has been particularly useful for me. And one of the things that I've done a lot, particularly in the last year, is affirmational work and really becoming mindful of all the kind of thoughts that, you know, we all have in our heads. And most of the time, let's face it, most of them are negative. And it's really kind of becoming mindful and tuning into that inner voice, you know, the negative voice that says you're not good enough, you're not perfect, you've done a crap job of that. And slowing down enough to realize those thoughts are in your head, but turning them into a positive and making them into an affirmation. And the beauty about thoughts is they're just a thought. Yeah. And a thought can be changed. Yeah. And that's one of the things Louise goes on about a lot. A thought is a thought and it can be changed. And that's, you know, really reassuring. So affirmational work, I definitely encourage people to have a look at. Meditation is a huge one for me. It's been around obviously for years. The great thing about meditation is it really kind of slows you down. I prefer to do mine first thing in the morning before the day begins, and it kind of just helps ground me in and makes me become more present, you know, within the day. The other thing is, when we talked about it, was just having a gratitude diary. I don't know if you've done that, Aoife.
Yeah. I mean, I don't write it down, but I literally say it because I'm quite religious as well. So I do say it every night before I go to bed, what I'm grateful for. And I think that is really good to kind of, you know, develop sort of a humbleness. I know Ben Coomer has said this on his podcast as well, and he spoke to me about this a little bit. You know, having a gratitude diary is the exact same thing.
Yeah. And again, you know, I've done that, and that definitely kind of just reminds you, you know, just all the things that you've got to be grateful for. The other one is breathing work, and obviously that kind of links in with yoga. And you know, the breathing, the meditation, it kind of comes all under the same umbrella. What I would encourage people is not to think that meditation or breathing is all about out there and hocus pocus and overcomplicated, because
definitely
it could be really simple. It could be something like as simple as, you know, breathe in, I am, breathe out, relaxed. And that could be a meditation for someone. And so it's, I don't want, you know, people to think that, you know, it, to overcomplicate it, because some people obviously love to complicate things.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is just about taking baby steps. I've been very much a perfectionist in the past. And, you know, you want to get from point A to point B really quickly and do it in the most perfect way as possible. And sometimes it's just about, you know, being gentle on yourself and just chunking things down into baby steps. And again, just being gentle on yourself. And one person used an analogy for me about 2 or 3 years ago. Actually, I was going through a particular incident in my life that was, you know, very challenging, and he said, you know, bite one chunk of the elephant off at a time. And basically, he literally bought me a huge elephant at the start of the journey. And each time I got through another part of the journey, I got a smaller elephant's head until it was right down to a tiny elephant. And I've never forgot it. It really worked.
I love that, Alex. Yeah, that sounds absolutely mad, but I love it. Like,
it's called biting one chunk off the elephant at a time, and it's a visualization technique, really.
Yeah.
It was a fun, quirky way to do it. And then, so another audio people might want to buy is, you know, if they're having issues, obviously, with self-esteem, self-love, is a CD that I find really good was Self-Esteem Affirmations by Louise L. Hay. A couple of other audios that she does is Embracing Change, Learning How to Love Yourself, and The Totality of Possibilities. I've used all those, and all of them are excellent. And, you know, other things that, you know, just sometimes I think you forget, and in fact, someone mentioned this one to me yesterday, is just actually learning to have fun and have a laugh.
Yeah, I love that.
I And she told me, go and watch some comedies.
Or, you know, just go on Facebook and look at the comments.
Exactly. And sometimes miss the really simple things. And I thought, I love comedies.
Yeah. That's brilliant. I mean, that's exactly what I'm trying to say, Alex, is that life is about laughs. This is what I want my podcast to be about, because I want people, you know, to sit there and laugh maybe at our Irish accents and how great they are sometimes.
Yeah. But, and you know, and those sort of tools and techniques that I've just went through, you know, the whole point is people will be at different points in their journey. And, you know, some people might be on the upward spiral, you know, coming out of these things, but there might be some people in the downward spiral listening on this call, you know, going through problems and issues, whatever they may be. And the thing is, when you're in the downward spiral, it's first of all recognizing that you're on it, but you've got to break the loop somewhere. Yeah. And you just need to break the loop enough to nudge you up, even if it's only a couple of steps. You know, that will start and give you a little bit more strength, a little, and you basically bootstrap your way up. I call it bootstrap. Oh,
look, do you know what? I think I just like the way you say bootstrap.
It's bootstrap. So, you know, basically what you want to do is get yourself in the downward spiral, up on the upward spiral. And the last thing I think for me, you know, that I've kind of learned, and this is a constant juggle for me, as it is probably with most people on this call, is just the whole thing about just getting your life in balance. You know, there's, you know, it's a bit like spinning plates. We're spinning plates to do with family and friends and work and hobbies and higher purpose and all this kind of stuff. And you're trying to retain balance across all those things. And your body, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, is always wanting to be in a place of balance and or homeostasis, as we kind of call it. And balance is really important. And, you know, doing anything to an extreme always has a downside. And as one of my aunts said to me one time, for every high, there's a low. And there's a lot to be said with trying to get some balance in your life. Yeah. And you know, so when you learn to love yourself, you know, it's about making sure you love yourself in a positive way that's not selfish and all that kind of stuff. But equally, it can flip the other way and be self-hatred.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, those are some of the things that have definitely worked for me. And as I said, you know, to give people reassurance, it is a constant journey, but you know, it does get stronger the more you practice at it. And believe it or not, when I kind of, as I do sometimes, I slip off the bandwagon in terms of some of the self-work that I should be doing. You know, maybe I miss a day when I haven't done stuff. And I actually really notice it now. And I, you know, a bit like if I don't go to the gym, I notice, you know, that, you know, if I don't do, you know, some of my affirmations or stuff, I notice that my form slightly dips. And I would actually say my mindset and my emotional work is actually as important, if not more important, than my gym work. That's actually how much it's shifted me.
Like, I mean, Alex, you said so many things there, and I'm going to go back to each point because I think that they're really, really important. But do you know what's actually very reassuring for me is that the one thing was that, you know, when I got to know you, Alex, like, first of all, you know, seeing your website and all the work that you do, I'm like, wow, you know, she's gorgeous, she's amazing. And it was very reassuring for me to know that inside, you know, you're human, because everybody is. And that's the important thing. It's that, you know, I'm trying to get people to look at these, you know, maybe fitness celebrities, normal celebrities, but realize that they're human and they go through these things too. And you don't need to, I don't know whoever said that everybody should be happy 24/7. That's not what life is about. You know, it's about finding that balance and being okay when things aren't going great, maybe looking at it in a different way and thinking, okay, well, you know, I'm not feeling great right now, but it's all right. I will feel great at some point again, because I've had that feeling there. So that's what I really liked what you said about reassurance. Yeah.
One thing just to pass on about, you know, again, for the people that are listening this, you know, when you look at all these people online or in printed media and social media and so on, it's, and we've all done it, myself included, you look at someone and you think, gosh, they're perfect, they've got it all made. The thing is, you don't know what's actually really going on in their life, because they just put out what they want to put out. And all these people have got issues. All of them, And certainly I, you know, you kind of touched on it, you know, and I'm glad you've picked that up, that you were reassured that I'm human as well, because one of the things that would really upset me actually is if people were looking at my website or wherever they find me and thinking I'm perfect and they could never be like me, because believe me, I am very human. And you know what I'm like, Aoife, I wear my heart on my show, you know, my sleeve. And I've certainly had my challenges, and yes, but they've made me stronger.
Exactly.
And yeah.
And that, so, that's what I think is that, you know, I know very well that you're a good person. Like, you know what I mean? This podcast is free, guys. I mean, we're just doing it to create a bit of awareness for mostly eating disorder awareness, but also for health awareness and health education. Alex is here with me discussing these issues. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really like, you know, and this is what I'm trying to do for my podcast is, you know, make sure that the right people are on my show to hear the right, to give out the right messages. Going back to what you said, all those points that I wanted to pick up on was that, you know, you talked about the mindfulness thing, and this is why I think it's important to mention that my own inner struggle and finding my own kind of inner radiance, as I call it, came from my diary writing. And, you know, it was, that's actually a mindfulness technique that mm-hmm. I've learned through my mental health training. And it was, you know, writing down these thoughts. It was my own form of meditation. I will just, you know, because I'm into researching all these things and why they work. And the online media, the online journal that I've been looking at this week was the University of Rochester in the Medical Center. They stated that to become in a place where, you know, you're going through fears, you're going through struggles, and to not feel judged, journal writing actually is quite beneficial. And keeping a journal can help you control your emotions and improve your mental health. So it's about finding what exactly works for you. Clearly, journal writing for me was my meditation and my mindfulness and being aware of what worked, you know, to help me with my own mental health. And having a place just to be able to confess all the things that were going through my head. Because I'm telling you, Alex, a lot of the time stuff going through my head is a bit crazy. And I just needed a place. I mean, that's okay. I just needed a place to be able to throw out those feelings. I mean,
yeah. And well, the thing is, you see, this is what, you know, it's interesting because you use journal writing and it's basically you're kind of getting off your head what's going on in your head onto paper. Mm-hmm. I use my counselor, mm-hmm. and that's where I go to, and I just chat and basically offload. So again, it comes back to you've got to find the mechanism that suits you.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
And these are all tools that you can try and test, yeah. And if that doesn't work, we'll try another one.
Try another. I love it. Just try another. Exactly. So, and then the breathing thing that you were saying, I mean, I've worked in, you know, very acute settings and with very distressed people. And a lot of the time when someone turns around to you and says, oh, just breathe, it's the last thing that you want to hear when you're very emotionally high strung. So I think it's a very important thing. It's not like what you said. It's not about saying, oh, just breathe. I mean, guys, we all know how to breathe. That's okay. But it's about being mindful of your breath and being mindful of yourself in the situation, you know, making sure that, well, basically what I'm going to do is I'm just going to say another thing as well. On this week, I've been looking at kind of the diaries of mindfulness on the mental health website. It's www.mind.org for anyone out there struggling with mental health issues. And in it, this a person put up a post and they just kind of said, I always thought that the Let It Be song was about leaving it alone, but it's actually about telling yourself that it's okay to go through negative experiences and have these feelings and these sensations. But, you know, instead of just kind of internalizing all those things, kind of accepting them and accepting things for being bad, because there's a reason that you're going through this. And I'm just here to tell everyone that use those reasons. You might be able to help someone at the end of the day. Like, Alex, you're helping someone now for the things that you've gone through. So am I. Because we're real people at the end of the day, and we've been through struggles, and we just want to help a little bit. So I think everything that you said there was just, you know, brilliant. Thank you, Alex, for all that you're making.
You know, there's a lot of tools and stuff. I kind of whiz through them there, but I'm just conscious of the time, Aoife.
Yeah, no, it's fine. That's fine. Also, as well, I just want to talk a little bit about eating disorders, kind of, and sort of using it as some people kind of using this maybe coping mechanism of dieting and restrictive and binging as self-injury. And what that really means to people is that, like, okay, you're on this diet plan and you're feeling great and you're losing weight, but you know, is it really like, why do you need to do that? Like, just make sure that you're doing this for the right reasons. Like, if you're losing weight to gain optimum health for your mind and your body, and you're working on your mind at the same time, like you do, Alex, you're working on both, like you work on your mind and your body at the same time. I think people really need to incorporate that into their fitness regime more than anything. Is that,
well, yeah. Basically, you know, people need to kind of adopt a very, I call it a 360 degree approach. Your health is not just your physical body, it's your mental, your emotional, and your spiritual and your physical health. And you need to look at all of them and try and, you know, hone in. I mean, some people will be weaker in certain areas than others, but you need to attend to all those compartments, you know, yeah, for overall health and well-being, and they're all equally important.
And this is what I found in my nursing training, is that not every, I mean, I'm quite favoritism to the practice of patient-centered care planning. Not every nurse is really into that, to be honest, but I think that's extremely important in, you know, approaching someone's problems, even your own. You need to look at yourself and think, what are my problems? What do I need to work on? What do I want to work on? And, you know, not just working on, say, your body, but also working on why you want that to change and what the reasons for it, maybe not your health not being great in the first place is. So, like, you know, like exactly what you said, is it in 360, I mean, we say in the nursing terms, it's a holistic approach.
So it's
exactly the same thing. And as well, I just want to give everybody a tool out there for kind of, you know, maybe diary writing isn't their thing, but what they could do is basically they could do like keeping a kind of just a document of what emotions you're going through. So just identifying the emotions that you're feeling. So, you know, before you maybe binge eat or anything like that, or anything that you're going through emotionally, do you feel abandoned? Do you feel sad? Do you feel alone? Do you feel depressed? Are you self-loathing? Pick which emotion it is that you're going through, you know, and if any binging does occur, then afterwards, find out basically how you feel afterwards. So do you feel embarrassed afterwards? Do you have upset? Just be aware and mindful of the feelings that you're going through. And guys, I'm taking that from a book called Healing the Hurt Within by Jan Sutton. So if anyone wants to read any more about that, that's on page 430. Just to kind of give everybody a bit of tools, because these are books that I've looked at and researched this week for you guys. And I think that are very helpful. Then Alex, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about something that I loved in your blog as well, that you said you quoted. I'm not going to be able to say the name because I'm so bad with pronunciation, but is it Corinthians 13?
Corinthians.
Sorry.
I'm going to stop you there. You mean to say in Southern Ireland you weren't taught to read the Bible?
Oh my God, Alex, don't say that. I'm very religious. Anyway, basically I wanted to talk to you about that and what the quote was, if you don't mind me quoting it, Alex. It's love is patient, love is kind, and love never fails. And I really, really like that. I think that that's very important. It's the self-love, it should be patient. You know, you need to be kind to yourself, and then you'll realize that that's never going to fail. So those three things there, I think, are really important when you're looking at inner love and, you know, that type of environment. Did you have anything to add there, Alex, to why you like that?
It's always been a favorite verse of mine. I mean, you know, I'm not particularly religious, but it's just always been a really favorite verse of mine, Aoife, and for some reason it just resonates. And when I wrote that down, I was looking at it in the context, because very often people read that and they think about how they love maybe their husband or their wife or their partner, but I was thinking, well, do I actually treat myself like this?
Yes.
And that's, I think I'd put a sentence or a paragraph before it that indicated, you know, when you read this, be mindful when you read it, really think about the words and ask yourself, do I treat myself like that? You know, and then do you treat other people around? And but it just resonates a lot with me, hugely.
Yeah, definitely. And I just read it now, I know that it's the Corinthians. I can't believe I said that wrong. And I just sometimes I read things and I don't actually pick them up.
It's okay.
My mom and dad are gonna kill me now. But we're gonna end now, guys. So I just wanted to just end on one of my messages. You know, everybody knows I'm doing this for a bit of fun, and I just wanted to send out some secret messages to a few people. So guys, the message that I wanted to put out there was for someone who means free, and basically it's about her using her her own kind of internal emotions and creating something from it, and being free. So I'd encourage everybody to do that maybe this week. Look for something that, you know, you find creatively is makes you happy, and do that a little bit this week. So thanks everybody for listening. Thank you so much, Alexandra Wilson, for being my caller on the show. And I, as always, I love chatting to you. So thank you so much for being here.
Yeah. Thanks, April.